Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova for your community comment. Many tariffs on Chinese products are taking effect this month. It's a big deal for a wide variety of industries. My customers will notice as Chinese audio items are now hit with a 25% tariff. The tariffs are a negotiation tool. It's important to understand that as President Trump works to stop China's abuse in extremely high trade barriers, intellectual property abuse, and unfair trade arrangement. It's better if you and I, if we can create a fair and balanced trade arrangement between China and our country. We are so lucky to have a president focus on this as a priority. While the tariffs are in place, we will soon see what's being called a gray market, as European distributors will buy products from China and then resell those goods into U.S. markets, at which point they will not have to pay the 25% tariff. The European distributors will gain a lot of business that is traditionally reserved for American wholesalers. This practice can be very harmful to retailer and wholesaler alike, as over the years it has hurt Australian merchants very badly. Yet for smart merchants, it has potential for a great advantage. If I am correct, and China and the U.S. reach an arrangement soon, then all the European distributors that were hoping to make easy money will be sitting on large amounts of inventory that they will no longer be able to move. There should be some great deals to be had, but don't get too excited as a customer, because if you need a warranty or customer service, it's not likely these European companies are going to be much help. It's also great to see the Federal Reserve raise the interest rate, a crucial move toward giving the dollar some value. I'm looking forward to a better lending environment so we can all make some bolder moves. With all the talk of impeachment, I think a word of caution's in order. The term high crimes and misdemeanors is worth a second look, especially the term misdemeanor, which during the time of our founding meant absurd conduct from an official that belittles their title of office. If anything, getting sworn into office and then calling the president a, well, you know, would actually be grounds for impeachment, because as an official, you're acting like a fool. Next week, I'll be speaking to the Humboldt County Republican Women's Club. We will talk about the 2017 campaign, what we did right, and what we can learn from what we did wrong. The luncheon will be at the Red Lion on January 17th. Feel free to call me for details. The radical left's ideas sound good, but they always fail when put into practice. Ask anyone living in Venezuela.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.